What's up? What's good? What's popping? We back for another episode of the Comfy Channel. It's your boy Banks.
And it's Cozy.
That's right. We back again, like I said. And, you know, we want to talk about something that I think is like a trending topic at this point. You know, you hear about it a lot. Yep. A lot of conversation, controversy surrounding this.
Yep.
And so what it is basically is, should people go 50-50 on finances when they dating, when they in a relationship, when they married? You hear it all the time. It's a topic of debate. Both sides is, you know, the guy, both sides got points. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I guess, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think that it got a lot to do with how you raise, you know what I'm saying? But let's do one thing. You know, one thing we definitely got to do first is define what we mean when we say 50-50. We got to make sure everybody on the same page as far as what that means.
So
go ahead. I'll let you start. What would you say? What's the definition when somebody says, hey, let's go 50-50? Let's talk about specifically when you date. In the dating phase, going 50-50. What does that mean?
I would assume that in the dating phase, going 50-50 would mean I take you on dates. You might take me on a few dates. Basically, the energy is reciprocated.
I mean, basically, we split in everything. You know what I'm saying? In a sense.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a tit for tat. You know, you do something and then I'll do something.
Yeah.
So you ain't necessarily splitting it down the middle every time. But
exactly. Yeah, that's my idea.
If you pay this time, she got to pay next time.
I mean, I won't necessarily say that's...
Remember, all we doing right now is defining
My definition of 50-50 would definitely mean, if I'm doing something, then she's doing something for me in return. Yeah.
Right.
Financially.
Okay.
I mean, not necessarily how I would do it, but that's my definition.
That's all we doing. That's all we doing is defining it. So what I'm thinking is similar, but I'm thinking that it's split 50-50. Like, whatever we do, we got to split the cost 50-50. All right? That's what I think, okay? So, I mean, that's what I think is what people mean, you know, when they say 50-50. And I think most people would agree with that definition. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all the way down the line. 50-50 when it comes to finances, y'all splitting everything down the middle, whether you dating or whether you married. All right. So we got that out the way. So I think. All right. So we got that out the way. We got the definition. We know what that means. So next thing I think, you know, so what do you think would be the pros and the cons of going 50-50? And let's start, like I said, when you're dating.
I mean,
what's the pros you got?
Pros, I would say, could potentially be the authenticity of feelings and interest in an individual. That's the only way I could really see the pros in it. I mean, that, and of course, I mean, obviously, it's an equal financial investment, you know, as far as the dating phase is concerned.
So you're saying that finances, like in the dating phase, finances can play a part in you not being able to really get to know a person? Like it interferes, you would say that?
As a single man, I've been on plenty of one-time dates. Mm-hmm. And I normally can weed them out in the beginning process before we go on a date, but I done came across some females. I've come across women that have expectations of a 5-star dining date.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they haven't even put the work in the beginning process for me to take them on that kind of date. You know what I'm saying? So from that perspective, I mean, if a guy and a young lady decided that they were going to do 50-50, then I think the pro is that in his mind, she doesn't have expectations of him financially. And in her mind, he doesn't have expectations of her sexually, spending money on her.
Right, because you feel like she would probably think that if he spent a certain amount of money on her,
Then
then
he has
she gotta
expectations. She
give
got to
up
give it out. She gonna have to give out them yams.
that
You're right. So,
Yeah, I mean,
depending on the price on that day, bro. My expectations might waver too.
yeah, I mean, I mean, I could
Yeah.
see that, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think that a lot of women would, you know, be like, oh, he spent this much money. I gotta give it to him. But I don't know. Maybe that's true. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let us know, because that's, you know, that's crazy if y'all do.
Hey, I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, from what I can say, from what I've experienced per se, I've taken women out on little 3-star dining date. We go to Cheesecake Factory, and trust me, it's probably been some years since I've been to Cheesecake Factory, but I'm saying that I've been to Cheesecake Factory or something on that level with a woman. And you spend $100, $120, or I might take you to a nicer restaurant. You know what I'm saying? We might go to, I don't know, Loke Bar, or we go to a Steak 48 or Willie G's or something, and I'm gonna spend $200, almost $300 for that date. For her, depending upon what kind of energy I done already put across while on that date, it may influence her. She might
Yeah.
wanna,
No, I
or at
mean, I
least in
get
my
it.
mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I mean, so the pros and cons, I mean, that I would say on going 50-50. I mean, I see what you're saying. Pretty much, I mean, I think that the pro would be that, yeah, you can definitely weed out if a chick is about you for for what you can do for her for the money, or if she's really just
Just
into you
interested
and just
into you. Yeah,
interested in
exactly.
feeling you. I mean,
Exactly.
and I can see, but at the same time, that's saying that, you know, most women is like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not gonna say
And I
that most women
mean,
are, but
you know,
yeah.
but you do run across that a lot.
It's a nice amount of
And
them.
that would eliminate a lot of that if you was able to be like, okay, we gonna, you know, say we gonna split this. Now the con to it though is that you give off, and in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, you give off the impression that you broke. You
You
know what I'm
broke
saying?
as
Like, shit. I mean, at the end of the
hell.
day, you know what I'm saying?
You are not in the position to be dating, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because in my opinion, you feel me? It's like that's part of the courting process in my mind. You know what I'm talking
This
about?
is true.
Like, if
This is
I'm
true.
into a woman, if I'm feeling her, and you know what I'm saying, I want to impress her. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know what I'm saying, I want to take her out. I want to, you know, entertain her. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, and that's, you know, gonna be part of me getting to know her. So shit, and I'm initiating it. I'm pursuing her. Shit, and I'm asking her out on dates. Shit, I mean, I'm a, you know, I would never want to. That just don't make no sense to go 50-50 when I'm the one that's pursuing her.
I 100% agree with you as far as me and my own personal experience. I've never gone 50-50 on a date with a woman. No woman can tell you that she's gone 50-50 with me on a date. And if she did, bro, I owe you a steak dinner. You feel what I'm saying? No Diddy. No Diddy. You know what I'm saying? But no.
Yeah, because I mean, that's just
Yeah,
crazy, man.
it's crazy. And then just to let you know, from personal experience, really touch on something my mom used to always tell me. She used to always tell me dating is preparation for marriage. So I've always used that concept in my previous dealings with women that I've dated, women that I've been in a relationship with, and me. I was married for almost 10 years, so I was able to. I saw it from every angle, not just from dating and the relationship aspect. I saw a marriage as well. I got married when I was 20. I was divorced, unfortunately, by the time I was 30. You know what I'm saying? My ex-wife, I mean, I think that obviously is a little bit different. It's a different dynamic when you're married because now your wife, she really wants to do things for you. Even in relationships, I've been in relationships where women would want to do things for me. It wasn't often or as often as I did it. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I think that where I stand as far as a 50-50, I think that it is dependent upon the dynamic of that relationship and if she already understands his financial bearings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's a decision that they both make together.
Yeah, and but it's the stage of the relationship that you're in, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could see it, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I could see it possibly working in a dating aspect. You know what I'm saying? It's just
That's harder.
Like, personally, I've never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just could never bring myself to it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this, though. You know what I'm saying? And this is just honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I wish that maybe some of them dates was 50-50 because because she was that type of chick, you know what I'm saying? That
hell yeah.
At that time might have been trying to use me for what I had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or she was just a chick that, you know, I really didn't vibe with, that I wish I would have spent that money on somebody else. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I can relate to somebody being like, let's go 50-50, because it's risky nowadays in today's dating pool, man, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you come across a lot of shit, trash, man, that's just you not vibing with them. Like, y'all don't have no type of connection. But you engage in that date based off of the initial physical attraction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you get there, the shit is just a waste of time, a waste of money. And it's like, damn.
What I would say, though, is I would think that if a guy goes into the dating pool and you have expectations of going 50-50 with a young lady, I would recommend, instead of going 50-50, if you feel like you can only afford this amount this week and this amount this week, then do one nice date every 2 weeks and then do something cheap, like take her to the park and do a picnic.
You always do what you can afford.
You got to be creative at that point. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the broker you are, the more creative you got to be.
Boy.
But I mean, hey, that's the truth. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, but it works, though. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta go on a shirt. The broker you are, the more creative you gotta be.
I'm just saying. All right, check this out. So we established that, you know, definitely gonna, you know, as a single person dating, you know what I'm saying? We can probably see how people can justify doing 50-50, but we wouldn't do it ourselves.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't do 50-50.
But it's an
alternative, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, to each his own, but Now, let's take it to the next step, though. What about 50-50 in a committed relationship?
I think that's
different right there.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep it a buck. I'll keep it a buck. I would not say 50-50 in a committed relationship. Okay. Maybe 70-30.
Hold on. Let's define that, because we define 50-50 on, you know, dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But 50-50 in a committed relationship, that means y'all splitting actual bills.
Y'all splitting actual bills.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all splitting actual costs of
things.
Now,
fellas,
right down the middle.
Don't have no expectations of no 50-50. If when you met her, she was unemployed, nine times out of 10, she gonna be unemployed in y'all relationship. So then the 50% on her end should be the cooking and the cleaning and making sure the crib is good and helping you out with relaxing at the end of the day. But I mean, as far as the relationship 50-50, we're talking about finances.
Yeah,
if both of y'all working in a relationship, I can see that working, just mainly because, like, a lot of people always say, like, if I give you everything that you're supposed to get when you're a wife right now, then what's the reason for a title of being married?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason for the title of being married? You got to put in work for that title.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, this is just like going to the car dealership and getting you a whip. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it a buck. That's the whole relationship phase.
Yeah.
It's getting the whip. I'm test driving you, and when I'm dating you, I bought you for 3 years.
I bought you for 3 years.
And man, I got a chance of either A, I'm about to trade you in, or I'm gonna keep you for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So just keeping it about.
Yeah, so if y'all splitting, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So going 50-50, y'all splitting finances.
Yeah,
so,
50-50 finances. Right, so, I wouldn't do it in my relationship. I'll probably do 70-30 maybe. I'm not going to do 100% the finances in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As far as within the committed relationship, if we're living with each other, 70%, 30%. I'll take majority of the bills. I'm making life easier for you.
No matter what she make.
Is she making more money than me or as much? Yeah, still 70-30.
No matter how much money she make.
Yeah,
she cool with just doing 30%.
30% because I mean you got to also
the rest of her money.
Yeah, because you got to
whatever she wants.
You got to keep in mind, like, she gonna come home when I take a little bit of your masculine responsibility from you. Now you can bask in your femininity. You know what I'm saying? Now you can go and you feel more comfortable with coming home and cooking. You feel comfortable with waking up, letting your man wake up to a clean house. All he smells is bleach and soap.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you're no longer thinking about all the other financial pressure from the masculine responsibility that you took upon yourself all these years to do by yourself. He making that load lesser for you. And then, again, the expectation of her is to remain consistent in that. If she remains consistent in that, then he sees her value. Then now all of a sudden you see a ring. Now we getting married. And because he understands her value at that capacity, now, 9 times out of 10, he's paying 100% of the bills.
So basically,
and she taking care of him.
So that's basically, that would be your scenario is to eventually phase her out of having to work, period.
Yeah, I won't say that I'm gonna phase her out of working, period, because it's a lot of women, especially in today's generation, that like to work or want to work because they want to keep that umbrella of independency. Mm-hmm. And that's fine as long as she knows how to depend on me as her man. I'm not going to take that away from her, that control away from her and say, well, you can't work. Nah, you can continue to work. But being that I'm taking on the responsibility of making sure you got a roof over your head, bills is being paid, you ain't got to worry about a bill. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about gas in your car wash, oil change. You ain't got to worry about none of that. I need you to take care of me too. Because when I leave out the house and I got to go and deal with the world, mm-hmm. it's a rough thing, especially for us black men. You feel what I'm saying? So
So this is what I think about that, though. So you know what I'm saying? So I get that. That's cool, right? But I just don't think, and I guess it depends from person to person, because for me, it wouldn't be sustainable just because I would rather be with a woman that's just as ambitious and business-minded as I am. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And what that means is that she has the mindset that, you know, I'm able to hustle, mm-hmm. I'm able to get out here, and I have talents that can make money, mm-hmm. that can help grow myself and the people I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The person I'm with, the kids that I have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm with that type of woman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I am now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're both going to be grinding, right? So, but I'm the lead of the house, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think of it as going 50-50, but what I think about it is that we both contribute into the pot of our union because we in a committed relationship already. So we operate in pretty much together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
once you committed, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of time that you moving on.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you checking in with her, you know what I'm saying? Like you getting her opinion on stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like you think I should do this? I'm thinking about doing this, you know what I'm saying? She doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all on that type of time, so y'all moving together.
I need a correction real quick.
What?
So she working? If she's still financially working,
yeah,
she ain't putting no money on the bills, but you are putting money in a savings account, a joint savings account.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to contribute in some form or fashion, for sure. Yeah. But she benefits from it, and I benefit. We all benefit from it. The house benefits from it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
And,
So yeah,
that's what
that's
I'm saying though.
yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that, but what I'm doing is I want to make sure that our funds collectively are directed
Yeah.
towards the same goals,
I
which is
feel
the
you.
same goal because, you know, that's why I'm with you.
Yeah,
You
yeah,
know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
So we got the same goal. We
I'm with
got
that too.
the same idea of what we want to have, you know, in the future for that generational
Yeah,
wealth.
yeah.
So you ain't got no, she ain't got no problem with, you know, letting that money go into that pot as
Yeah.
long with my money too, you know what I'm
Yeah, yeah,
saying?
yeah.
And then we collectively figuring out how we gonna direct all this money. You know what I'm saying? So we
You,
ain't going
I'm a,
50-50 on nothing, but we contributing
yeah.
and we spending it together.
What I will say is, see, if I was as inclined as you are on budgeting, bro, then I probably had that same mindset. But me, I hate seeing bills, bro. I hate seeing bills, bro. That's
Yeah.
like one of
I
my
mean, a
date.
lot of
That's one of
people
my
are.
questions when I date is, are you good with money? Like, can you budget well? You know what I'm saying? How are you with paying your bills? Because for me, I'm gonna need a woman that can actually like help budget. Like, hey, just tell me what I need to pay. I give you this amount of money, and then you just pay the bills. Because I don't even want to see the bills. That's the problem. You know what I'm
There you
saying?
go.
So,
That's what I'm saying.
yeah.
And see, if you got an arrangement like that,
Yeah.
it should be. I mean, but you would rather her just focus on that and not, you know what I'm saying, not work. You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
no, I'm not saying that I don't want my woman to work,
Oh.
but I'm saying that if she okay, I'll say it like this. I'm a business owner, right? So I'm not gonna have expectations that she's gonna go and clock a 9 to 5 while I'm living my life freely. You get what I'm saying? If she chooses that she wants to go and clock a 9 to 5, that's cool. She can go ahead and do that. But if she wants to contribute to what I got going on, two is better than one anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be better for me to have her come in and assist me because it might be some things that I'm doing wrong and she might be able to do right. She may have a solution for. You know what I'm saying? Woman's intuition is a beautiful thing.
No,
You feel
I
what I'm
agree
saying?
with that
So
100%. See, I'm with you on that. Like
yeah.
that's that, but that's another, that's a contribution, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at that point, if she becomes my administrative assistant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If she becomes, you know what I'm saying, shit, act as a motherfucking agent, you know what I'm
Yeah, yeah,
saying? You
yeah.
know, once we blow up, you know what
Oh
I'm
yeah, we
saying?
gonna
When we start
blow
getting
up.
invited places, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
Oh,
saying? She
it's
want, you know, once she when once she start becoming doing the PR and shit, you know what I'm saying?
gonna happen.
Now she's contributing to my business, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So that's monetary value in itself too. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So that type of contribution qualifies as well. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah, I'm
and
with
it's
that.
going to the overall goal that me and her is on. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely. I mean, shit. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's all about that collaboration. You feel me?
Collaboration, not compromise. All
That was a
right,
good one. That was a
so
good one.
as far as the
So what you suggest?
tips for success, man, I mean, honestly, bro, tips for success. I would definitely, in my opinion, I would definitely not go into the dating phase with a 50-50 mindset unless that is a conversation that you both agreed upon when you all start in the talking stage.
But do you think
That's
they should even have that conversation,
finances,
though?
it's a serious conversation. Serious conversation's got to be had in the beginning because there's
No, I'm
plenty
talking
of
about the conversation just to say that,
like, yeah, what are your
hey.
expectations of me? That's a good question. You ask, in a relationship setting, what would be your expectations of me financially?
Nah, man. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm going direct to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, do you think would you be okay with if you in that mindset, that's how you, and this is, you know, for y'all out there. If you are in that mindset, you definitely need to be direct about it. Hey, What you think about us going 50-50, financially while we in the dating phase? I think that that takes off the pressure of, and it makes us really get to know each other. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that? That needs to be your conversation if
Honestly,
that's
I
your
mean,
mindset.
I feel you. I feel you, bro. But what I will say, just to lessen the blow, I
Ain't
would.
less than
I mean,
above.
no. I'm saying this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
You go ahead.
If the guy asked, if a guy asks a woman, what would be your expectations of your man, your financial expectations of your man within a relationship setting versus when you're married to him? What we do is we're separating the significance of the two. I'm not saying that a relationship is not as significant as a marriage, but it is less significant than a marriage in legally and morally. You feel what I'm saying? Just keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely less because in a relationship, if she decides she want to leave you, okay. And guess what? She gonna leave with what she came in the door with. But if you get married and she say, "I want to leave," she leaving with half of what y'all done made.
Right. Yeah, we know that.
Whether you made it or she made it with you. You feel what I'm saying? So in reality, if you have that initial conversation in the very, very beginning of the dating stage or talking stage, what would be your typical expectations, financial expectations of your mate while in a relationship? Then he can navigate from there whether or not he wants to move forward in that process or not. If she out the gates like, "Well, I expect my dude to just pay for everything." If his expectations are, "I want to do 50-50," well, then guess what? Without him actually putting himself out there for her to go on social media, talking about, "Oh, y'all wouldn't believe the type of nigga I was with," you know what I'm saying? He wanted to go 50-50. You eliminate that by just having that simple conversation. And then
Right.
boom.
But what if the date come before that conversation though?
That's the reason
Dates
why
come
you
quick
yeah
nowadays.
yeah but
Now
we
what you gonna do? You
okay
paying
then
for
that's
that?
okay and then that's the conversation. Okay, and then that is a conversation at the date, at the dinner. And when you have that conversation, you know whether or not that's gonna be your first date you pay for or your last. Just keeping it a buck.
Like I said,
Bro.
in my opinion, you doomed if you try to have that, if you try to do this. All right. So that's what it comes down to. The 50-50,
So
no.
that should be a conversation on the first time we get on the phone with a chick.
Yeah, if that's what you gonna do. If that's what you gonna do, I mean shit, you bold as hell anyway, so you need to be that, nigga. Stand on that shit. Be
Bro
bold.
said,
Cause
"Be
that shit
bold."
bold. So I mean
It
so
is bold.
that
It's
shit
a
bold,
bold
right?
move. Hey,
That's
I'm trying
bold,
to
right?
help. I'm
I'm
trying to
going
help the guy
nah.
who has
I ain't got
expectations of his
I'm
woman going
sorry. Hey,
50-50.
I ain't got no respect for you. I'm gonna be real with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. You talking about go
Hey,
50-50.
bro said, "I ain't got no respect."
I'm sorry, man. Hey, y'all gonna hate me, but
Hey, so
I'm
I
just
mean,
real.
I'm not gonna go 50-50 with nobody. I'm gonna pay majority of the bills, if not all of it. It just really depends on the maturity of the relationship. But as far as and even in the dating, I'm not going 50-50. Now, if she wants to do something nice for me, I'll accept. Possibly might. It's hard for me to accept though because you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to accept it, but I will accept it possibly, right? But what I would say is that I mean, really, to be honest with you, yeah.
That's
It
what I'm
really goes
saying.
back down
It
to
ain't nothing you can
you
do
know,
about
you
it.
going into a
Ain't
relationship
nobody.
or you dating somebody with 50-50
Right, that's
expectations,
part of it,
then you
man.
need to work on yourself. Go to indeed.com.
Yeah, man, like this soft boy stuff need it is. I mean, this soft boy stuff gotta stop, man, at the end of the day. Like that's like we gotta get
Bro said,
back to
"Soft boy, jelly back."
I mean you gotta get back to what's right, man. And
Yeah.
it's the kind of like the old school kind of mentality a little bit. Like you ain't here, you know what I'm saying, our pops, you know what I'm saying, really complaining about the money that they spent on
No.
dates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard my pops talk about no shit
Nah,
like
my
that.
dad. I don't even
Think
know
about
about
that.
my parents'
You know what I'm saying?
dating experience.
Like, think about
They ain't
that.
never told me
So,
no like that.
yeah, man. So at the end of the day, man, I just think that people need to realize that spending money is part of the courting process. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you are able to really get to know somebody nowadays is to take them out. You know what I'm saying? You know, take them to do stuff that they like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And as a man, you really shouldn't have no problem paying for that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, as far as in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Once you get to that committed stage, you know, my take is that, you know, it needs to become a collective effort. You know what I'm saying? At that point, because at that point, y'all got common goals financially. Mm-hmm.
Building on the foundation.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Y'all in the phase of building. So mm-hmm. y'all should be together on that. And that includes everything, including mm-hmm. finances.
And also, if you're broke, that means you got to become more creative.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's real though, shit. I mean, and I mean, it's been times when I've been broke. I mean, to be real, it's been times when I've been broke and I had to get creative, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Creative in anything, you know what I'm saying? Not just creative in, you know, my romantic situation, but just in general. I had to get creative in parenting and making sure that my son, you know, still had shit to do, entertainment, you know what I'm saying?
So
I mean, that's part of it. That's being financially responsible, which y'all will see is probably going to, you know, come out of my mouth on every episode.
Every episode.
Because that's just me, man, you know. But, yeah, man, I think, you know, this was a good conversation, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trending topic, man. I'm pretty sure we'll probably revisit it again because somebody's gonna have a question or a comment.
Yeah.
But you know, it's important to talk about. That's like one of those important conversations that I feel like I'm gonna say at least 85% of the people who date nowadays avoid that conversation. That conversation really don't come up until y'all actually like got a title, boyfriend, girlfriend, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden towards the end, you all talk about it and then she has expectations that he's gonna take on for 100% of the bills. And he's like, let's do it collectively. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
Nah, that's a conversation that gotta be talked about. So make sure you all let us know how you feel in the comments. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Do that.
Please.
Like.
Yes.
Comment. Subscribe. Yes. I'm going to say it again. Do that. And, you know, we coming at y'all every week, man. So definitely make sure y'all tune in. We got more coming.
Yep.
And, you know, till next time, man. We'll see y'all.
Deuces.